Good morning, good Erev Shabbos. Welcome back to the weekly Sfas Emes Shiur here at Adas Torah. Our month of learning in the Kol is sponsored by rspclawyers.com. And this shiur this morning is sponsored by Mark Golden, our regular attendee. This time he's here for the thank you, so thank you, Mark, for the sponsorship. We appreciate it. In honor of multiple milestones and simchas in the family, and in honor of the members of the Y.E. Kol, so we appreciate your support. And as always, a shout out to Daniel Gordon, if he's really out there listening. Then he'll contact us. He'll contact us. And Birshus, and welcome to my father-in-law, who is joining us for the weekend and suffering through this shiur as well currently. So we are talking today, Mirtz Hashem Bui Neder, about the Sfas Emes, a few Sfas Emeses. We have five on the sheet. We'll see if we can get to many of them. Four of them in particular deal with the psukim that you have at the very top of the sheet on page number one. Also, if anyone isn't already, if you just take a brief moment, the top left of the sheet has a barcode, a QR code. If you scan that with your camera, it will put you into the YU Kolel WhatsApp updates group, which helps you get all the flyers and information en masse. So that would be good to scan that if you haven't done so already. So the psukim here tell us the story of Yosef HaTzadik. He's stuck in Mitzrayim. He's together with Ashes Potiphar in the house, and there's a big temptation for an Avera, and she's trying to seduce him. She's trying to bring him in, reel him in to do the Avera. And we know the story is that, of course, Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik, and that's partially because, or largely because, he was able to refrain. He was able to abstain from such an Avera. He was able to hold back and beat his Yetzer Hara. So the psukim here described for us, it's not clear what was going through Yosef's head or how he accomplished what he accomplished, but Chazal do give us some details, and the Sfas Emes spells out some details from Chazal and otherwise, in terms of what went through Yosef's mind and how he avoided the Avera. And I wanted to spend a few moments talking about some of the Sfas Emes' comments on that story, which will help us glean messages about Yiras Shemayim and about avoiding Averas in our own lives, B'siyat D'Shemayim. If you look in the Psukim tell us that Yosef was in this difficult scenario, and the Pasuk in Pasuk Ches says, Vayima'in Vayomer. He was Vayima'in, what does that mean? He refused, right? He abstained. He held back. Vayomer, and then he said, "Al eish zadonav hina adoni lo yada yiti ma babayis v'chol asher yesh lo nasan biyadi." So first he's vayimayin. First he refuses. He holds back, and then the pasuk says, "Vayomer." He explains. He talks to Ashes Potiphar, and he explains to her why it's such a terrible thing and why he can't possibly commit the avera. Now, we don't see the svaras. We don't see, except for Yosef's speech over here, we don't see what goes through Yosef's head. So in source number one, you have a svas emes in parshas Vayeshev, shnas tuf resh Lamed Zion. And we have to remember some of the last week, apparently I didn't mention the years, so someone texted me to complain. Ari, if he's listening now, he knows, he texted me to complain that I didn't mention the years. Usually I mention the years, right? Okay, so it was a fluke last time I didn't mention, but it's really his fault. He should look at the source sheet. I don't know why he's complaining. So Tuf Resh Lamed Zion, which is 1876, the Sfas Emes says as follows. Darko Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Medrash tells us, sorry, he's quoting a Medrash. The Medrash says Vayima'in Vayomer that Yosef was refused, and then he explains. So, what was the refusal? What went through his head? Darko Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Livchor Me Ohavei Beis Ava Leola. So, apparently, Yosef was telling himself while this temptation was in front of him, he was saying, "Darko Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that he chooses, he selects from the beloved ones of my father's house, from our family, Leola, that we should be in Ola." What's he referring to? Akedas Yitzchak. That Yitzchak was supposed to be an Ola. He was supposed to be a carbon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Meaning our family is known to be picked by the Ribono Shel Olam to have nisyonos that involve Mesiras Nefesh. That we can literally be a carbon before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Hemshech of the Medrash, I believe, says... Here, there's more source sheets in the front if you want to grab one. The Medrash says, I believe, in the Hemshech, that he says, how could it be that I'm going to end up being an Ola and I'm going to have this mum? I'm going to have this blemish that I do this Aveira? So the Sfas Emes asks a very simple question. Kasha. Shehamidrash mechabes taimim rechokim kaila. I don't understand. There are a lot of other things that could have been going through Yosef's head. How could I commit such an Avera? Hashem will kill me. How could I commit such an Avera? Hare, Hashem did so much chesed for me, and now I'm gonna slap him in the face like this, kibiyachal. I'm gonna, act in this way. What's this far-off logic that he's using? Oh, how could I do this Avera? I might become an Ola. I might become a Karban. My family has a history of becoming Karbanos for Hashem. I really shouldn't do this Avera. Like, what does one have to do the other? Why is that what caused him to refuse to the Avera? Such a far-off thought process. So Sfas Emes explains it very beautifully. He says, "Be'emes tigboris ha'tzadikim al ha'yitzahara ke'inin batel ritzoncha." The way tzadikim generally are able to avoid committing an avera is batel ritzoncha. V'kasher chacham higidu, the way chacham tell us, Chazal say, "Asher yom ha'adam efshi b'basar chazir u'ma esev abi b'shemayim gazar lai." Meaning, I really want to eat treif. I really want to eat some chazir. Elamai, what am I supposed to do? Kadosh Baruch Hu said not to. So the general way that a tzaddik is able to avoid doing an Aveira is that he says, I really want to do the Aveira, but I can't. And he's able to push away the Aveira like that. Nebuch, I can't do it. I want to do it, but I can't do it. Avalios mema'in b'dvar Aveira hu tema. What does it mean to be mema'in? It doesn't just mean that a person wants to do the Aveira but avoids it. It means that the person's whole essence refuses that Aveira. The Aveira becomes repulsive to them. They are held back. They can't possibly imagine themselves violating that Aveira. That's a tema, says Vasemis. How could someone bring themselves to a point where an Aveira is disgusting to them? Where an Aveira doesn't excite them. It doesn't bring them any excitement, any temptation to do the Aveira. How does a person get to that point, that Vayimain, that they totally refuse, their body rejects such an action of an Aveira? So Hashem says, V'lachein Omer Sheyosef, in the bold over here, the Medrash says, V'lachein Omer Sheyosef, the Medrash says that Yosef, Matzalo Eitza, Eich Lagarish Kol HaTaiva, right here, Eich Lagarish Kol HaTaiva, how to expel, how to get rid of, how to reject any temptation whatsoever, Ad She'mi'in Bo, until it's just totally repulsive to him, he doesn't need it at all. How do you do that? How do you get yourself to not even want the Aveira? Mitzad Shechashav, because he thought in his head, Harihu muchan vaday limsor nafsho ba'avor HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Rabbi Yosef, if right now there was a gun to my head and someone said, violate Shabbos, violate Gilui Raos, violate Avodah Zarah, or I'll kill you, what would I do? Of course I give my life. Like the second we had a gun to our head, the second we had a choice of Mesiras Nefesh, everyone would give their lives. And that's what the Sfas Hashem says, Shekin Kol Ish Yisrael Muchan Limsor Nafsho. We've spoken this in the past. No, this comes from Avraham Avinu. That all of Jewish neshamas, even the most, you hear stories in the Holocaust, other cases in history, where people had no religious experience whatsoever, they had no religious commitment whatsoever, and still they were willing to give up their lives in order to make a Kiddush Hashem, in order to avoid being told to do Aviras by non-Jewish aggressors. Every Jewish person would give up their life if the gun was to their head and they were told to do an Aveira. So Yosef told himself, I know my family's history. My family has a history of Mesiras Nefesh. My grandfather Yitzchak, he was willing to make himself an Ola. Avram Avinu jumped into the furnace. We have a history of Mesiras Nefesh. We make ourselves Karbanos. I know I'm the type of person that will take a bullet to avoid violating the will of Hashem. V'halom yitzava ha-boresh ya'aleu la'ola. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask me to be a Karban, Haya Merutza, I would want to do so. I would literally give up my life to avoid an Aveira. But now that there's no gun to my head, I'm going to do an Aveira? Meaning, think about yourself right now. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put me in a situation where it was either life, you know, and doing an Aveira, or death and making Kiddush Hashem, I would choose death and make Kiddush Hashem. But since there's no Mesiras Nefesh, since there's no gun to my head, so it's easy for me to do the Aveira, so I'm tempted to do the Aveira. But if a person says Yosef, if a person thinks to himself, no, I wouldn't do an Aveira if I had a gun to my head, I would be Moser Nefesh, I would give up my life to avoid Averos, then every Aveira becomes silly. Why would I ever do an Aveira? I would give up my life for this, but now when there's no choice of life or death, I'll do the Aveira? That doesn't make any sense. And with a svara like that, with logic like that, you want to pass the source sheet back to Daniel? With a svara like that, with a logic like that, it becomes not only that a person is able to say, Efshi, I wish I could do the Aveira, but what am I supposed to do? My hands are tied, the Torah says not to. It becomes repulsive. It becomes vayimain. It becomes like a person doesn't want to do it at all. There's no temptation, there's no taiva whatsoever. That's why the Medrash is saying this far off logic, this far off svara of Yosef was thinking, I might become an Ola, meaning I am a person who has the wherewithal to give up his life to avoid an Aveira, so I should give up less than my life right now to avoid this Aveira as well. And the Sfas Hashem says, this is an Eitzah, this is a piece of advice for every Jewish person for the rest of history as well. In source number two, you have a Sfas Emes from Taf Resh Mem Dalet. So we're fast forwarding a few years. Taf Resh Mem Dalet is 1883. So the Sfas Emes says that you notice in the Pesukim, it's interesting. The Pesukim first say Vayimain, and then they say Vayomer. First he refused Vayimain, then the Vayomer, then he explains what's going on. So the Sfas Emes explains, Perish B'tchila Mi'in Ba'Avera B'li Tam. Originally, Yosef HaTzadik, he saw the Avera, and he didn't have to have a reason. He didn't have to have an explanation for how bad the Avera was. Is it one of the Gimel Chamuros? Is it Pikuach Nefesh? He didn't have to think through the Sugya. He knew Avera in front of me, I'm backing off. Vayimain, Mi'in. He held himself back. Rak Moshe Amru Chazal, Al Yomar Adam, Iyafshi Basar Chazir, Rak Ma'asa, Avi Shebashamayim, Gazar Alai. Like we said before, a person says, it's an Avera, I don't do Averas. The MS, Sha'al Yidei Yiras Shemayim Zeh, Zochen Achar Kach Limso Tamim Livchor Batov Ulimos Barah. The Sfas Emes says that if a person has Yiras Shemayim like that, where they refuse to do Averas because they're Averas, they refuse to do Averas not for any reason, but because Vayimain, because Hashem said not to do Averas, I therefore have Yiras Shemayim, I won't do Averas. If a person acts in that way based on that kind of fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the gift that Hashem gives you is that you start to understand what you're doing. You start to get a little bit of insight, and you start to realize what's good and bad, and see the benefits of the good and the negatives of the bad. Livchor b'tov v'limos b'ra, you start to see the tam, and you start to see the reasons behind it. Lachein al yidei v'ayimain. It's not two separate acts. First he refused, then he said. No. Al yidei v'ayimain. Through the very fact that he refused to an aveira, bal in esinas tam. He then was able to provide a reason to Eishes Potiphar and explain, this is why it's a bad aveira. This is what's evil. Ki achachma shel ha'adam hevel. Because if we just try to think our own thoughts, if we try to come up with our own svaras, so then usually our thought process has flaws. And that's a light way of saying it. It's not exactly the svarasim's words. Really, it says all our thought processes are wasteful and in vain. But okay, let's assume we have some svara, some seichel, some logic to ourselves, some brain power. But ultimately, it's flawed. We always miss points. We always misunderstand things. V'yesh bo kama ta'usim. There's a lot of mistakes. Avla chachma v'hadas sheba'al yidei yiras shemayim, hi ha'emes. But if a person acts with yiras shemayim and a Kadosh Baruch Hu gifts him with chachma afterwards, he avoids the avera and then he realizes the benefit of living a life of Torah and mitzvos and avoiding averos, that's a chachmas emes. That's a true wisdom, that's truly brilliance that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gifts to the person who acts with yiras shemayim. As Chazal say, kol sheyiras cheto kodemes l'chachmaso, chachmaso mischayemes. That's what the Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, that if a person is a Yari Shemayim first, and then he tries to become a Chacham afterwards, he's first a Yari Shemayim. Most importantly, he avoids averos. Then he tries to learn and become smarter, so then chachmaso mischayemes. What does Yiras Shemayim and Chacham have to do with each other? Why does the Mishnah say that if a person works in the Yiras Shemayim first, then they'll really be a wise person? What does one have to do with the other? You've seen plenty of people who are tzaddikim, who are careful about things, and they're not the sharpest tools in the shed. So what does one have to do with the other? The answer is, Chazal are telling us, like the Sfasems is explaining, if a person acts with Yiras Shemayim, they are gifted that Chachma. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then gives them. It's Vayimain, they refuse to do Averos. Then Vayomer, then they're able to understand what's wrong with those Averos. They can understand Chachmas Hashem through the Yiras Shemayim. And that's also the pasuk in Mishlei, I believe. Hein Yiras Hashem, hi Chachma. That Yiras Hashem and Chachma, they're one. It's one thing. Perish Chachma haba bekoach hayiras, says the Sfasems. It's Chachma which comes through the vehicle of having Yiras Shemayim. What the Sfasemes is teaching us here is really the flip side of the same coin. The flip side of the same coin that the Nesilas Yesharim talks about in the Hagdama, in the introduction to the Sefer, the Ramchal talks about. That the Pesukim tells us in Mishlei, Shlomo Malach tells us in Tivakshena Kesev Chimat Monim Tichapsena. If you go ahead and you search, you seek out like silver, like diamonds, you try to dig up what? Something that involves a lot of smart, something that involves a lot of talent, something that involves a lot of skill. So we would expect the answer to be, you have to work really hard and have, dig very carefully and seek it out. I don't know, philosophy, he says, or profession, or medicine, something that's very, very difficult to understand. I don't know, a sugya in the Gemara, something like that. But the puzzle doesn't end that way. It says you got to work really hard to seek what? Az tavin yiras Hashem. Then you can understand yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem. Yiras Hashem is the people who don't have to be so smart. They just walk around being tzaddikim. They don't have to be smart. They just don't do averus. But the answer is this: the Mesilas Yesharim says no. Lahavin hayira, to understand Yiras Shemayim, tzarich levakish is a kesev, lechapis is a kamat moni. You have to work hard on that. He says you have to have a kviyas itim. You have to learn the sugya of Yiras Hashem. You have to sit and pore over your Mesilas Yesharim, over achovas levavos. You have to work on Sifrei Musar and understand and think carefully and deeply to understand the sugya of Yiras Shemayim, because Yiras Hashem is also a chachma, it's also wisdom. Look at the next paragraph. Hinei Akasav Omer, the pasuk says, Hein Yiras Hashem, hi chachma, the same pasuk that Sfasem has quoted for us. V'amar Avasenu, what does Hein mean? So Hein in Greek is achas, it means one. Shekem Balash and Yivani Koran la achas Hein. Haresha Yira hi chachma v'hi levada chachma. Not just that Yira leads to Chachma, which is what this Sfasemes is telling us, but Yira and Chachma are one and the same. So it's cyclical in nature. The Sfasemes tells us one thing, that if a person acts with Yiras Shemayim, he's going to benefit from Chachma afterwards. The Chachma will be gifted to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu through his Yiras Shemayim. And the Ramchal is telling us even more so, that also a person has to learn that Yiras Shemayim up. A person has to, through trying to delve into the Chachma, they become more of a Yari Shemayim, because Hein Yiras Hashem, the Yira, and the Chachma are one and the same. They are a cyclical in nature. One leads to the other. So yes, a person has to be Vayimain Vayomer. But then once it's Vayomer, once a person starts to be gifted with that vision, that understanding of what's Ra, what's Tov, he sees the Yiras Shemayim in his life, then he has to delve into it. Then he has to plumb the depths of the Sugya of Yiras Shemayim and try to understand very deeply the Chachma of Yiras Shemayim. It's not enough for people to to be inspired by our Musa Shmuz. That's not enough. That happens a lot. People hear a good speech and they're inspired. That's not enough. A person has to think carefully. You have to live thoughtfully. You have to live reflectively in order to really have Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Shemayim does not come easy. It comes from acting in a certain way, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you more Siyat Deshmaya to be Yiras Shemayim, and gives you the Siyat Deshmaya to understand. But then a person has to think through decisions they make, through the way they're raising their family, through the way they're acting in the workplace. But it's not something that you could just learn a Musar Sefer, then run into the work, and then everything will work out. Things take thought. It takes practice and thought. It takes thinking things through carefully. It's a chachma. It's a chachma. It's a tichapsenek kesef. It's a tivakshenek kesef. It's tichapsenek matmonim. It's a searching process. It's a seeking process. It's learning the sugya be'ian. But if a person does that, then you get the gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of true Yiras Shemayim over the course of a lifetime of avoda. If you flip the page, this is page number 2, source number 3, the Sfas Emes in Shnas Taf Resh Samech Aleph, which is 1900. Okay, already 1900. So the Pazik says, Vayihi bebeis Adonav HaMitzri. So Yosef was in the house of his master, Mitzrayim. Vayihi sham bebeis HaSower, or he was Vayihi, he was in the jail. Vayihi. What's this Lashon of Vayihi? So the Sfas Emes comments based on Chazal in the Gemara Megillah, Vayihi usually means Behavayaso Yeyeh, that the person is, whoever is Vayihi, he's consistent. Or it's consistently so. Vayihi means b'hava yaso haya, meaning it continued to be as such. Hu b'chinas hishtavus shelo kibol shinui mikol elam akomos. What it means is that Yosef HaTzadik was consistent no matter his surrounding, no matter his context. He was in Mitzrayim and he was still a tzaddik. He was in the jailhouse and he was still an Oved Hashem. He never changed based on his surroundings. V'chein kasav, that's what else says in the Torah, about Yosef haya b'mitzrayim. Yosef was in Mitzrayim. What do you mean he was in Mitzrayim? We know he was in Mitzrayim. So you have the Sifri here in the next source. The Chafetz Chaim quotes the Sifri. The Sifri says, "V'Yosef Hayav Mitzrayim, v'chi ein anu yodim she Yosef Hayav Mitzrayim." Why is the pasuk telling us Yosef was in Egypt? We know Yosef was in Egypt. Elo dia tzidko shel Yosef shayroes son aviv aval pishin is man alamelch Mitzrayim. Who Yosef tzidko? Doesn't matter when he was a shepherd for his father. Doesn't matter when he was harving over the Gemara. Doesn't matter when he was in Mitzrayim, when he was in the jail. Doesn't matter where he was. He was always Yosef atzadik. A consistency. He was able to stay consistent. And the Sfas Emes explains, that's why Yosef HaTzadik was the one who had to go down to Mitzrayim first, to prepare the way for all of Klal Yisrael. Because all of Gullus is really about this. Gullus, and everyone has a fuller national Gullus that we're in the diaspora, but then there's also the Gullus that everyone experiences in their own lives, where they're in a place that's foreign to the values and the goals that they're trying to reach out to through Yiddishkeit. When a person's in a Gullus, the only thing that we're being asked to do is stay true, stay consistent, stay constant in our avoda. And we're being hit with a million things from a million angles that are outside of our culture, that are outside of our values, that are outside of our ideals, and we're being mamish pummeled with all these other ideas. But a person has to be the Yosef Hayah b'Mitzrayim. A person has to be strong and consistent and stay true to the things they believe in. That's why Yosef HaTzadik was the one who prepared Gullus for us. He's the one who went down to Mitzrayim because he was teaching us that's the goal of all of Gullus, to stay true to our ideals and to our goals and to our values. How does a Yosef HaTzadik do that? How does a person stay true to their values when nothing around them supports it? How does a person stay consistent in being a tzaddik when everyone around them is just the opposite? How is that possible? So look at source number 4. Sfas Emes is 1 year earlier in the fin de siècle. Fin de siècle. I believe that's the right term. Fin de siècle means, right? Am I right about that? Fin de siècle is a term which means, I believe, if you look it up, it will say, it means the end of a century, in particular the 19th century. So not only did I nail it, I nailed it on the head. Right? It's the end of the 19th century. So 1899, the Sfas Emes said that you have a pasuk here, by Yonas Vayetzei Achutza, that Yosef HaTzadik, he ran away, and he jumped out the door, and he bursted out and ran away from Eshes Potiphar. So what is it, this word of Vayetzei? He ran outside. So the Sfas Emes draws a parallel to what we see by Avram Avinu, that it was Vayotzei Osa Achutza. Remember, Avram Avinu was taken outside to see the stars, and then he said, Ko yezarecha, this is going to be your children, are going to be like these, the mount of the stars. So what's Vayotze Osa Achutze? He took him outside to see. Why don't they just have a sunroof or something? So the Chazal tell us, no, Vayotze means, Rashi quotes, Vayotze means that Avram Avinu was taken out of the Teva. He was removed from the Teva. He was taken out of the natural order of the world. Natural order determined that he wouldn't have children. He was going to be infertile. But it was Vayotze Osa Achutze, meaning he took him out, and he took him a world view, a holistic view of the whole history, outside of Teva, and he said, here's going to be your children, Ko yezarecha. So the Sfas Emes says the Ko Yezarecha is not just quantitative. This is how many your children will be. Ko also means this qualitatively. This is how your children are going to be. What does that mean? It means your children are going to be able to leave the Teva. They're going to be able to live in a natural reality, and somehow, Vayetzei Achutza, they're going to be able to run out of that Teva. Where do we see that? Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef lives in a reality where you're tempted by Averis. He lives, he's in a house with Ashes Potiphar who's trying to seduce him to do a terrible Avera. And what does he do to avoid the Avera? Vayetze hachutza. He runs. He bursts out the door and he leaves the house. On one level, that means physically. He left the house in order to avoid the Avera. But the Sfasema says on a deeper level, what this means is that he actually was able to propel himself out of the reality, to live on a plane that's above the level of Teva, above the level of nature, to live above everything that's going on in the world, and for everything in the world to be external to him. If we want to succeed in a gullus, whether it's our national gullus, whether it's a personal gullus, if we want to succeed in a world where we're constantly being bombarded by all of these outside, external, secular influences that really go against the core values that we're supposed to carry, if we want to try to succeed in such a world that being a Yosef HaTzadik, we want to be the Yosef HaYev Mitzrayim, the only way to do that is to realize that we don't live in that world. It feels like it, it looks like it, and we have to act like it in many ways, but really at our core, we're Hachutza. We're Vayotze Hachutza, we're Vayetze Hachutza. We live on a different plane. We live in the Ko Yezarecha world. We live in the world of the stars, where Kadosh Baruch Hu points to the Jewish people and says, you are living in your own reality. You have to be part of this world. You have to make the world better. You have to learn from the things in this world. But you always have to realize that you're a ger and a soshav. You're not only a dweller here, but you're also someone who's a stranger. You're not living in this reality. Vayotze achutza. You have to go outside a little bit. You have to realize that this reality you live in, the things you're being bombarded with, are external. They're on the outside. They're not really part of us. And if we do that, then we can taka be the Yosef Hayab Mitzrayim. So we have to learn from the lessons of Yosef HaTzadik all of the things we mentioned. First of all, we have to realize that the Averos that we are tempted by, they're not really so tempting. You would give up your life to avoid the Averos. So why now, when there's no choice of life or death, you want to do the Avera? That doesn't make any sense. That's what Yosef HaTzadik told us in the first point. Secondly, we have to realize that Yiras Hashem is not so simple. You have to act with Yiras Shemayim without understanding. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you understanding. But eventually, you can have the opportunity to learn the Chachma, the wisdom, the brilliance of Yiras Shemayim. That's also a limud. That's something you have to spend time to put effort into while you're living your life and trying to live a life of Yiras Shemayim. And lastly, we saw Yosef was so consistent in Mitzrayim, and that's why he prepared the way for us. And how does a person stay in a Mitzrayim consistent and become a Yosef HaTzadik and stay a Yosef HaTzadik? So we said, that's another lesson we learned from Yosef, that he was able to say Meitz Dagnonius Shalom. He was able to run out of the Teva, to escape the natural order of the world, because he realized that really everything going on around him was external to who he was as a Jew, to who he was as a Tzaddik. A Tzaddik Yisod Olam realizes that his Olam is something higher, something holier than what he sees in front of him. So B'siyat HaShemayim, we should learn from these lessons of Yosef and continue in our Yiras Shemayim and our Avodas Hashem. Everyone have a wonderful